Crab Feast. You know what it's all about.
This is the Crab Feast. I'm yelling, fuck that. You ain't gotta ask me, cause you could trust that. Every Tuesday, you already knew though. Orion Sickler, soccer star, Juco. Above ground, cool goes, better than most. Jay Larson, self-diagnosed. Go down low this week, last week. Here we go again, fuck the Crab Feast. Five-star.
It's the job.
Welcome back to the Woo! Crab Feast, y'all.
Up and down, up and down.
Another Tuesday. Another Crab Feast for that ass.
We were dick dancing all up and down that pitch.
We had a downshift, man. Whoa, we're going uphill for a second there.
That was all you driving the bus. I was trying to hang on to you. Good to see you, Jay Lars.
Good to see you, Sickle. So I got a little bit of a cold, so that's why my pitch touch is a little off. Mm. A little cough. Feasters, what's up? Feaster Nation. Jay Larson here. JayLarsonComedy.com. Jay Larson Comedy, Facebook, Pinterest. Twitter, Instagram.
Crushing that pin.
Getting repinned like crazy, man.
Repinned. I only have two dates to plug. A week from yesterday, the 15th, I'm taping. This is not happening. Ari Shaffir's new show for Comedy Central. There are tickets available. If anyone wants to come, they're free. Go to my website, Jay Larson Comedy, and you can get them via that. And the other one is, we both want to talk about it, is tonight, Comedy Living Room. Yeah. A lot of you have been hitting us up that you're coming. But if anybody still doesn't have tickets, I think there are still some left.
They're free.
So
you luck out. We weren't trying to do it for free. We were trying to keep the cost low at $5. But because if you don't know about Comedy Living Room, two guys, Matt and Frank, put it on. They're awesome. They've done a great job.
Frank, Matt, get your ass out here, Matt.
They've done a great job. They actually do it in a house. So if you're in L.A., and you're a Crab Feast fan, you want to see a live podcast with Andrew Santino, Nate Bargatze, Jay Larson, and myself. Tonight, it's free,
show.
In a house. Come out, hang out. It'll be a lot of fun.
And Sickle Cell, you?
You can find me at Ryan Sickler on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, RyanSickler.com. I just want to say, again, thank you to all the Seattle and Portland fans, again, that came out. I mean, it was a lot of fucking fun.
We had a lot of people hitting us up with pics from when we were there. We had a lot of fun with you guys, and we look forward to doing it again in other cities.
And speaking of Portland, you know what's live from Portland?
Oh, my God.
Fucking finally.
I don't even want to talk about it.
Premium episode is up. Price adjusted up. Never buy it for $9.99. It's a default on iTunes. It's a weird thing. We wouldn't do that to you. It's $1.99. You can get it on CD Baby or iTunes. You can go to thecrabfeast.com. You can just click the link right there. It's easy to
fucking get.
It's
a fantastic episode. Kumail Nanjiani and Will Smith.
Will Smith, man. The Fresh Prince was there. Will Anderson. The Australian Will Smith.
The Australian Will Smith, dude. But it's a great episode. Go get that if you're fiending for a little extra feast.
It absolutely is to a sold-out show up at the Bridgetown Comedy Festival. It is a hilarious episode. I'm proud of that.
It's worth
episode.
The wait. Oh,
it certainly
very
is.
Proud it of certainly it. I mean, is. I'd say 50 to 60% I'm not proud of, but that one.
Yeah, that's a great one. And you guys, thank you still for crushing the merch and using Amazon. The likes on the Facebook fan page and the iTunes page, the 5-star reviews are the best.
And the Ronnie Kirkman shirt. No, never mind.
Well, the Feaster, so...
Why is that not up?
Let a cat out of the bag a little bit. It's coming. But Feasters who showed up in Portland and Seattle got a T-shirt no one else has yet. But it's coming.
We went live
and they got it. So
perfect.
It's coming.
Okay, I thought it was
Let's give them the premium app for now. We don't need to promote everything right away.
Plus, I still got some artwork to get up on the site.
I'm not on all the Crab Feast emails, so I didn't know about that one.
Yes, new merch coming. But for now, while you wait, go listen to the premium episode. You can get us on Stitcher.
You can get us on iTunes. And you can get us, if you zoom me now, you take away the greatest. That's not even the lyrics.
Zoom me,
please don't zoom.
Yeah.
Crab Feast brought to you by GoDaddy. Hundreds of new domain names are available. Visit thecraftfeast.com today. Click the GoDaddy banner and save 30% on your order. Newertransfer.com domain names are still available for $1.99. Enter code FEAST at checkout and GoDaddy will honor that offer. Some limitations apply. See website for details.
With all that aside, we're excited about our guest. Please welcome for the first time, Sean, don't call me Michael, Jordan. Sean Jordan,
Sean welcome, Jordan. To welcome to the Craft Feast, Sean Jordan.
Dogs. What's cracking?
What's up, dogs?
Chilling, man.
Thank you for being here.
Thanks we are recording me. In a hotel room. We're pretty excited about it.
Yeah, we're at the Doubletree, room 831. We're here with Sean Jordan. We're up here this weekend
for a
Craft Feast stand-up show. This is obviously pre-recorded. By the time you hear it, we will have done said show, but we don't want to miss a week. Schedules are kind of crazy. We're on the road. We want to have Sean Jordan with us in Bridgetown. So thank you for being here.
I'm happy about it. Thanks for having me.
Dudes. I think you have something in common with Rye.
What?
Everybody thinks when they hear Rye, he's black, and I imagine every time people hear your name, they think you're black.
Yeah, and sure. By everyone, it's 8 out of 10.
When I was a kid, telling
it's 80%.
Me that I wasn't related to Michael Jordan when I was a kid was just fucking, I couldn't. I was like, well, no, I'm related to him. Like,
well,
this game
but I must
nothing.
Be. I'm Jordan, yeah.
Hold on, because I want to talk about that for a second, but before we do, and I'm going to remember that, please plug away. Please tell everybody where they can find you, follow you, all that good stuff.
Sean S. Jordan on Twitter. That's I don't know. That's about it. SeanJordan.com website.
I don't you can know. Check out all
Sean,
you, when you're
Sean
on the road.
Sean P. Jordan
stuff.
On Instagram, which is fuck. It's weird.
Wait a minute. You're Sean P. Jordan and Sean S. Jordan.
They're neither one of them. I got to put numbers in there, and otherwise, and I can't be having that. I can't have numbers.
You didn't
in
want
there.
To be like Sean Jordan 12.
Yeah, I don't fucking yeah.
Have Sean. You tried to contact a lot of people? Yeah. We ask because a lot of people have had the same problem here. Mm-hmm. Have you contacted the original Sean Jordan or
on
the
Twitter,
quickest?
Yeah. Nothing.
Yeah, he's a D-back for the fucking Nebraska Cornhuskers.
Is he?
No, I don't know, but he should be.
There's a snowboarder. There's a rapper named Sean Jordan.
Yeah.
There's a porn star, I think.
Yeah, he's one of my favorites.
Sean Jordan.
Yeah. Love that dude, man.
Stop,
the porn one. I don't want to. Not the snowboarder. So I wanted to say that because when I met you at the Bridgetown Festival.
Yeah.
And was it the set list show? No. What was the show you guys did together? You were on that
was
one.
The. It was a Portland-based show,
is that
right?
Voodoo Donuts record release.
That's it. Yeah, because you had the, Ian's the show, awesome
yeah.
cake and all that shit back
yeah,
there.
Yeah,
the Voodoo
yeah,
Donut stuff.
What a fun show that was.
But you wore a Jordan jersey.
I wore yeah. That
he
my,
switched
my
now,
jersey.
They suit, but did he, but did you switch from the 23 to the 4-5, or did you have something else on and then go to Jordan?
I had an Air Jordan sweatshirt on. That's
and then you
I
went to
on.
The Jordan jersey?
No, he just,
oh, it was a Jordan
I just
sweatshirt.
Had the, just had the sweatshirt on.
Okay. And I'm going to go on a limb here and back me up if I'm wrong, Rye. I think he was in better spirits and a better emotional place then, don't you think?
Absolutely.
Do you agree?
Sort of.
Your light seems your light seems a little dimmer is what Jay Larson seems to be.
Put
saying.
On your bright light.
I may have had a bit of an issue last night.
Yeah, well, are you comfortable talking about what you're going
yeah,
through?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, it's not. It's,
let's talk about it. A lot of people
like
out
should,
there are talking
I feel like
about
it should be a lot worse. I should feel a lot shittier. Me and the old lady of about a year may have broken up last night.
I'm going to say normally it's okay to say old lady, but your lady's older than you, so.
I'm a Hell's Angel, man. That's why I can say it. My old lady, these jeans are about to fall off. Hell's Angel style. I wear them till they can't function anymore as jeans, and
perfect.
Then I get a new pair.
What happened? Why do you think you may have?
We left it on.
Because you're the first person in my 41 years who's I've ever heard someone go, might have broke up last night.
It sounds cowardly. I feel like a coward about it. Like, I don't know. We left, and I left her crib, and she's like, well, what's up? And I go, I don't know. Sleep on it.
Sleep, but you just don't want to have the conversation.
I don't know. We had the conversation for like 4 hours. I mean, it was a long conversation.
Man, 4 hours is a long time. They all,
yeah,
but isn't it a long time to tell somebody like I just don't. You know what? I don't want to do anymore. This shit with you.
You know how long my breakups
talk to you for 4 hours.
You know how long my breakups used to last?
Couple
four
miles,
5 weeks. Because you just soften the blow early.
You
like
walk them into the
yeah,
woods.
I don't even know. Every now and then.
I did
just
that.
Bought a brand new pair of hiking boots for this shit. I didn't
That's
know
That's
we
what I was going to say. I did that with my old girlfriend, Katie. She called me one day to... I was supposed to go have lunch, and I was going to go skateboard. I woke up that day. I was like, I'm going to go skate. And so I called her. I go, hey, can I... I go, I'm going to go skate. Is that cool? And she goes, why don't you come over real quick? And I was like, all right.
Damn, she said real quick,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah. And so we get there, and she's like, let's go for a walk. And I go, all right. So we got like...
You're like, mind
blocks.
If I skate?
Just right next to her pushing along. Just pull me on your bike. Put that basket on there. We got to go get some 40s. So, yeah, we got like 10 blocks deep. And then by then, we were broken up. And it was like, she was chastising me the whole time. Like, we're walking, she goes, I just thought you were different. I just thought you were better than you are. And I'm like, I'm not. And then we had broken up.
You should have her call your current girlfriend, man.
Your current maybe girlfriend.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you talked it out for 4 hours. Wait. Let's talk. You is that the is that how that ended? She did it to you, huh? You were you blindsided? Like, did you see that coming?
I don't know. I think I it was
like right. He ollied and then it was over.
So I just ollied right over the break.
Right over that shit.
It's like a crack in the sidewalk, dude. Stop on the block for this kid. No, I don't know. It was a weird because I don't want to. I don't know if I want to or not break up. You know.
Yeah.
So it's a shitty, lame on the fence feeling that I have right now.
Well, it's very rare that you're having a breakup where you can't stand or hate the person. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Usually if you're with someone, you love them or you think you love them and you care about them. So then when you want to just move on because you're just like, nah, I'm kind of over this or I don't want this. It doesn't feel good to see someone go through pain and not feel good.
She's amazing. She's rad. Super. I mean, everything is good. I don't know what it is about me. Like, there's just something about me where I'm like, I feel odd, but
this is why people get married, because they just can't hurt one more person. You know what I mean? They're just like, I
just want to hurt one for the rest of our life. Everybody else is free from that shit.
Everybody else.
Yeah. We're married, actually, so that's...
Wait, you're married?
No, can you imagine?
Dude, Jesus Christ.
He's so casual. I just want to see the look.
He's casual in general, but... I kind of like the place you're in.
Well, that makes one of us...
Just because as an outsider, you know what I mean? To watch in and be like... Yeah, we may have broken up, and you don't know, because the worst thing is you have to go through another phone call or face-to-face, and then you're going to find out if you're broken up.
And that's
up or
the
not.
Shit with seeing people who, like, when you're on the outside, and you're like, just fucking rip the Band-Aid off, homie. But it's not like that when it's you.
Yeah,
you know?
No, of course.
I don't know.
Mm-mm. I've stayed a little longer than I should have, but I'm usually two in the back of the head, or I take it. But I usually see it coming. Oh. I don't think I've ever been blindsided by one. I've had some... horrendous breakups, but I don't think I've ever been blindsided.
I had the girl that like the one that kind of fucked me up forever, you know. I found out she was getting married on Facebook. I thought,
so this is who your current girlfriend should call. Thanks a lot, girl. Because of you, I'm kind of broken up right now.
Saw you getting married on Facebook.
I don't know what's going on. It's odd. It's been making me odd all day. Weird feeling. But this girl that like the one that wrecked me, Yeah, I shouldn't say wrecked me. Just kind of like...
No, I mean, it's okay to say that.
I got that wall up, you know?
Yeah.
And so she called me like one day, or she was texting me one day talking about like, thank you for showing me so much about like love and happiness. And I'm like, damn, all right. Like, looks like it's going the right way. And then the next night, I see a bunch of congratulations on her Facebook page and stuff. I'm like, what the fuck is this all about? And then she called me at like 9 that next day.
Oh, wait, hang on. I'm sorry. You guys have been chatting?
Yeah.
You were in a relationship?
No. It was like a 6-year thing.
It wasn't like you broke up and then didn't talk to her anymore.
No, we were
kept in contact
together for like 6 years.
Okay,
it was absurd. I look back and it was stupid.
And are you saying during one of the off periods, this shit went down and you found out about it on Facebook?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
it was like we've been off for. I moved to Portland, so my whole thing was I was going to move to Minneapolis. That was my goal. I wanted to move to Minneapolis and like end up there, you know, because that's where I first started comedy and stuff, and then. So I moved here to like get my shit. I don't know what I was thinking, but I moved here to like get my shit together a little bit from South Dakota because it's just different there. And so I was here for like a year and I was doing great. Like I wasn't drinking. I was running every day, just like textbook good stuff on my diet. And one day she just texted me out of the blue. She's like, you're such a big part of my life. And then I went home, I think like a week later or something. I was on the computer. I saw that. She called me the next day at like 9 and she was crying on the phone and talking about how she's getting married. And then I'm in my parents' basement sleeping, staying at home for like a week. And then I started like screaming on the phone. My mom's like peeking around the corner. And I was like 8 a.m. So I went back to bed and then I woke up with the dog pissing on the pillow. Like I had the pillow, like a long pillow. And the dog was taking a piss on the side.
Everybody's taking their shot.
It calmed me down so hard. When I was just like, yep, all right. that's the kind of day it is.
That's exactly what the fuck. Well, good for you for recognizing that.
Wait, fuck, dude, that's hilarious.
This is a girl.
It is hilarious.
You grew up with her.
We met. She was like 18. I was 20, maybe.
I think everyone's had that girl. Didn't you have a girl like that?
Yeah.
That you were on again, off again, on again, off again, and then finally one person moved on, and you weren't the one that moved on.
Yeah, I've been there.
Or you were the one that did move on. Everyone's been in that one.
Yeah. I do. You know what? I have actually. I was in a. You ever been in a breakup where you can't wait to get the fuck out of that? You both know it's toxic, and you just are like, "Fuck this, I'm gone." You ever been there?
It is toxic.
Yeah, I have.
Yeah,
once, one time.
I told this story on stage at Josh Adam Meyer's goddamn comedy jam. Jay Larson said I should close all my shows on the road with it, but. I mean, the song, actually. I sang
the
a song.
Yeah, story's not great, but the
story's
song.
Story's not great.
The song was really good.
So I was in one of those breakups, and I couldn't wait to get out. And a friend of mine, her name was, I'm not going to say her name. She was a former
Miss. Sound like a Christine. Sound like a Christine.
I heard a Christine.
What'd you hear?
Could have been a K. Could have been a Crisp. I don't know what's going could've on.
Could have been. It was been a hard nickname. It was a hard C. I'll go with that. I'll Chrissy. Give you that.
Kathy, what's up, girl?
Whoever you want it to be. She was a former Miss Manhattan, and
oh,
she
Jesus.
Was an
here
ex.
We go.
She was an ex-girlfriend of a
Manhattan,
comic
Kansas. First
I
of
met
all,
in Hawaii, okay, Manhattan, Kansas. So she was super cool. We were only ever
she was
just friends.
Ex Miss Manhattan that you met in Hawaii?
Yeah, and she was the girlfriend of a comic I met there. So that's how she and I connected, and we were writing for the same company, but she was in the New York place. So all we right. just were like, "Oh, you're cool. I'm cool.
Do you
we're
know?
Cool."
Because I don't know what he means.
I'm talking about a homegirl is what I'm talking about. Somebody you haven't banged. That's all. You don't know what that is.
Yeah, no, I get it. I'm just saying there's a look.
So
as of right now, this is another comedian's girlfriend is all I'm hearing.
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
And she is in LA. But she ended up breaking up with him, but she and I stayed friends. And she was coming to LA to visit, and she said, "Come meet me at Koi." It was
That friendship's about to pay off.
Right. Exactly. And
exactly.
She's like, "I'm going to take you." She knew I was going through a shitty breakup. And she's like, "I'm going to take you out to sushi on the company car." And I was like, "Awesome." And it was one of those moments, too, where I was like, "Okay, you know what? This is a shitty relationship. I can't wait to get out of it. I'm going out with a good friend tonight. Going to have a good dinner at a fancy restaurant. Great company for free. I'm so excited. What could be better?" I get in my car.
Could
and
you
I,
hide it?
My excitement?
Yeah.
Or were you too excited?
I hit it.
You just couldn't hide it.
I can't hide it right now, but I hit it back then. And I get in my car, and I put on Sail On by the Commodores, which to me is like the best breakup song, divorce, whatever. And I am singing it all through the canyon to get to dinner. She and I are hanging
Sail
out.
Alone.
Few drinks. And we're wrapping up dinner, and I was like, "All right." She's like, "I'm going to get the bill. I'm going to the bathroom." I go into the fucking bathroom. I take a leak, washing my hands. I'm just standing there drying them right by the door, and the door opens, and fucking Lionel Richie walks in. And I can't get over it. I'm dancing on the ceiling.
You see how quick he wanted to get that out?
I just can't do that. I couldn't fucking get over it. And I was just like, I'm never... I couldn't help it. I was like, "Lionel Richie, holy shit." I was like, "Dude, I would never fucking bother you in a men's room, but I just went through a breakup. I'm singing Sail On all the way over here tonight." He was like, "I love hearing it." He couldn't have been fucking nicer. He was so awesome.
He's
so,
like, "They're dancing in the streets."
We chit-chat for a little bit, and then I go out front, and she's out waiting by valet. I wait with her. They pull her car up, and just as I'm walking her around her door, Lionel Richie comes out of the restaurant. And I don't know why he said it the way he said it. He goes, "Good to see you, Ryan." And I gave him an eye line like that. And he just walked off. She's like, "What in the fuck is that all about?" And I was like, "I know Lionel Richie for years, girl.
Softball team for a decade.
Fucking
now.
Best breakup." Came full fucking circle. So sometimes you just have to get out. And that was the whole point of all that is Sail On, man. You got to cut that dead weight. Everybody out there, whether it's business,
he doesn't
friendship,
know yet, man.
Family. If it's family, cut that dead weight off.
He doesn't know yet. Why are you pressuring him?
I'm not telling him, but he's married, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, this is my side piece that we're talking about.
It's always tough.
Put it this
no,
way.
It's
what,
not.
Everyone listening, when you hear this episode, if you think he should have stayed, hit him up and say you should have stayed. And if you thought he shouldn't, you should say that yeah. you should have ditched her. And then hashtag it, Sean Jordan breakup.
And we'll Sean see. S. Sean
yeah,
S. Jordan
S.
breakup.
Sean made up initial breakup.
Or you might flood Sean Jordan so much, you might give up that name. Stay on watch. So, tell me where you're from originally.
South Dakota, playboy. 605.
South Dakota. The what?
605. 605 all day.
That's a freeway in L.A.
What is South Dakota? What do they have?
Going to El Segundo.
But I'm gonna ask you guys, what does South Dakota have?
Do they have a college? Cerrito.
Mount Rushmore, son.
Oh, Mount Rushmore College?
Yeah, USD.
USD?
University of South Dakota, my alma mater.
Is that where you went, USD?
It's where I didn't graduate from.
Did not graduate.
Do they have a sports team of any kind in that state?
Talking about Skyforce. Talking about the Canaries.
First, the Canaries!
What
the
is
Sioux
that?
Falls
chirp,
Canaries.
Chirp.
This, actually, I was at a Canaries game. They're the minor league softball team. Or no, baseball team.
You don't have a minor league softball team? Like, where's the pro league?
They
got minor league softball team.
They're the minor league baseball team. Man. How buck would that be if they were? If I was like, yeah, it's a minor league softball team. They just tell everybody in Sioux Falls, like, yeah, you'll get to the pros one of these days. There's just no pros.
There's no pros. These
guys are 56 years old.
They changed their name.
Call me up.
They were the Pheasants for a while too.
The Pheasants.
They changed from the Canaries to the Pheasants. They're like, Pheasants aren't buck enough. Back to the Canaries, dude. So we're at a Canaries game, and my friend and his girlfriend were having a huge fight.
Are we single A, double A, or triple A here?
Triple A.
For who?
I don't know. Okay. Enough about baseball.
Okay.
I know the Skyforce is the farm league for the Heat, so say word.
Okay, cool.
Mike Miller, South Dakota.
What? All right.
Say word. Okay. Bob Barker, South Dakota.
What's
I'll get
up?
Back to my story.
Oh, all right.
We're getting like...
He likes South Dakota like I like Baltimore. You feel it?
Not, you have to.
Through a Bob
otherwise,
Barker.
Pat O'Brien, Mary Hart, Crazy Horse, Wild Bill. I'll stop.
We went way back.
Calamity Jane. So we're standing in this, in the whatever, like, you know, where you get hot dogs and shit, and they're just having a huge, like, screaming at each other. And this dude walks up to my friend, Adam, and he goes, hey, man, you can't be talking to her like that. And Adam, he's all heated up, and he's like, the fuck are you talking? Like, just, and I'm standing there like, God damn it, this is going to suck. And so the guy, big dude, by the way, Adam's, like, wiry like me, you know. But so the guy goes, I'm going to be back here. He goes, I'm going to be back here in 5 minutes. And Adam goes, well, I guess I'll kick your fucking ass in 5 minutes then.
Oh, my God.
And what kind of build does Adam have?
Just like me, for anyone listening, just
he
like
just
a wiry.
I know, but like him.
Like, it's like he was, like, 6 foot tall, you know, 170 pounds maybe.
Beautiful crystal eyes.
Just like oceans, like big brown
chiseled
oceans.
Abs.
I don't know what kind of brown oceans I'm talking about.
But calves,
yeah,
for
I
days.
Just thought it was so buck looking at that guy like, damn. And then he didn't show up 5 minutes later because that will freak somebody out hard. Yeah. With that level of confidence, like, well, come back, then I'll kick your ass then, as opposed to right now. I'm good with either way.
Either time's cool with me, man. I'm waiting on a dog and this chicken. I'm not sure if I'm going to bring up this chicken.
I don't know what the fuck's going on with that hot dog, but where the fuck's my dog, man?
I'm trying to get back to that Canaries game. Trying to go finish up that Sioux
Falls
Canaries
softball,
game.
Slow pitch
game,
minor league softball.
Yeah, it was Buck, the Canaries, the Skyforce, the Storm is like our...
Hold
indoor.
On, Buck... Is that a Portland thing or a South Dakota thing or is that you?
It's like a rap thing.
But from where? From who?
Just from, I don't know, the music I listen to. I mean, just like...
Who do you listen to?
Like Gangster, Gnarly, do you know 2 Chainz? I mean, it's not that gnarly.
I
2
know,
Chainz,
yes.
Jeezy, Young yeah. Buck, that just that kind of stuff.
Okay.
That and also a lot of hip-hop. I just met Atmosphere. I don't know if either one of you guys give a fuck or anybody for that matter.
That one, I have no idea who the hell
he's
Atmosphere.
From Minneapolis, but he's just my hero and I was in... Sioux Falls at this club in Sioux Falls.
Oh yeah.
Some of the Canaries were players were there. It was a big deal.
Canary players.
See, look at old John Smith from the Canaries over there at the VIP. Going ham in the VIP. So I met like a rap. I was thrilled. I got like just giddy. Rappers and skateboarders make me like super nervous.
Now wait a minute. Who's that dude? You know that dude from Miami that's got like the
Gucci Mane?
The stitches tattooed. He's like
got an ice cream cone tattooed on his face.
I brought him up on the show before.
No, the white dude, face. The one that he's
I
got AK-47s tattooed on his face.
No, yeah. I know. I'm trying to think of tatted up dudes, Machine Gun Kelly or something, but he's not. Yeah. No, I don't know.
Somebody
who you're talking
about. Somebody put it on our fan page.
Dude, you know what? We should ask him. He's ready. Machine Gun Kelly, get out of here, man!
Machine Gun Kelly,
get out of the bathroom. Whatever the fuck your name is, buck your ass out here.
Bring
the adjoining room, man. We get the.
He just comes out in a gas mask, like, dude, you're fucking gnarly. What are you doing? Wearing a gas mask around in public.
That's how he does it.
Oh, my God.
So you love it in Portland? How long?
I mean, man. It's dope.
Yeah, Portland's cool, man. I like Portland a lot.
It's super good. I mean, it's like South Dakota without the farm, like the dickhead aspect, you know, of like all those good old boys and stuff.
Yeah.
Just
I mean,
the kind
I guess.
Of asshole.
You know what I mean?
Never been. Have either one
is
of you
Sioux
been
City there? No, that's...
That's in Iowa.
Iowa, yeah.
I've
yeah.
not been to North or South Dakota.
Not missing much. I don't know.
I've been to East Dakota, which is real nice.
East Dakota's nice.
That's a good spot.
Real nice, yeah.
Right over there on the east and north and south. Yeah, I love it here, man. Sick. When I moved here to do stand up because there wasn't really anywhere to do it in South Dakota. So yeah, it's good. It's every night.
Are there no clubs in South Dakota?
Mm. There was. Wow. Like when I started, there was a club. I did a contest and just ended up winning this contest. And it didn't, like, the club went out of business like 2 years after that. And then I just bartended for a couple years. I didn't do stand up. I got like kind of fat and just, I was up till like four every night and go eat a pizza. And then I'd do it all again. So I was like, fuck, this sucks. So I came to Portland and it was dope.
Nice, dude. Get out of there and then go running. A lot of drugs in South Dakota. Is that true?
Yeah. Yeah. It's meth. Like Iowa and like South Dakota have. I smoked meth one time.
You did?
I did. I tried it one time.
Shit. The
drugs fucking scare me like that. They're
gnarly.
Me about
that. I came up with a kid who did it for, he's, you know, for years, 20 years probably. He's been like steady doing it.
I didn't know people were functioning meth heads.
It's gnarly.
Dude, let me tell you something. Andre Agassi wrote his book and he talked about being on meth. He was on meth. He said he didn't win a championship. He did say that. But he said he had never been more focused in his, I've said this before, in his life than when he was on meth. Like,
but didn't win a title.
Dude,
he didn't win a title, but that you know, sometimes he didn't win one every year. But he was playing Wimbledon and top world tennis on fucking meth, and he said he was dialed in completely.
You've never seen a cleaner house than this kid's, by the way. It was
I mean, that's the danger of it, is like people think it's this white trash drug you can do out of a Coke bottle, which it is. But that doesn't mean that level of person is the only one on meth. Like, you got fucking business. Andre Agassi, fucking sports athletes. Yeah.
This kid, he'd clean his house and then he'd clean his Windex bottle. He told me one time he was done cleaning, so he started wiping off his Windex bottle, like with the rag.
Jesus.
Cleaning the cleaners,
cleaning
dude.
Cleaning
the cleaner.
Untwist your brain. We were sitting there one night. He had it was such a dope crib, but like we're sitting there and I go, give me that thing. And the pipe, and he goes, I don't know if you should, you know.
What did he do? Like, he was able to function in society as a normal person?
Pretty much. He had a lot of money.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't get too deep on it. But
yeah, you don't need to.
Yeah. Just had a lot of money.
But and, like, what was his name?
We were sitting at his house one time, and I was like, give it to me. I'm a grown-up. And I was just had no business.
I'm a grown-up. Let me fuck up my life.
Give me that glass dick, Playboy. And so he gave it to me, and he goes, it's going to make you have to, like, shit, and then you're going to be up for, like, a day. And I was like, I'll be the judge.
A day?
And then I did just one little hit, straight
one
to
hit.
The bathroom. Straight to the bathroom. And
just
then
shit?
Yeah.
Wow.
Gnarly. And then up for like a day. And I don't understand.
But were you focused or were you just like, oh my God?
I was bummed because I had been drinking, and so then
I was absolutely in a sleep study that night.
Yeah. I woke up. It's like, you want to go to sleep after you'd been drinking. And I couldn't. I'm up for a day, like, man, this
But sucks. Like up, not or nodding. Like
up.
That heroin nod.
Like
up.
I don't know, I've never done heroin, but just up. Yeah, dude. It was not, I don't know, wasn't good. Didn't like it.
Yeah, I would think.
And it was a one and done for you? You were like, fuck that after that?
Yeah.
What did he like about it, do you know?
I don't know. Just,
was he the only kid you knew with people doing meth all over the place?
There was a lot of people. Yeah. I mean, not like a ton, but a healthy amount of people that I knew that did enough of it. Like, I saw, so my dad did enough drugs when I was growing up, and just like, kind of, I saw him do this stuff, and I was just like, ah, like he. I was gonna say this. He was living in a. I make him sound bad when I say this. It sounds so serious. Both your faces are so serious. But he was like the funniest dude I ever knew. But he died like 9 years ago. But one time, he was living in a hotel, and I walked into the hotel, and he had some tinfoil and a hollowed out pen sitting on the windowsill, and I go, I just looked. I was like, Dad, is that meth?
Highlights. With my highlights
in his hair.
He goes, is that meth? Or I go, is that meth? And he goes,
how old are you?
Like, 19, maybe.
Okay, so you're old enough to know what the fuck meth is.
Yeah, and I go, is that meth? And he looks at me, he goes, now how do you know what that is? Like, that's the important part of what we just covered.
Right.
Sean, I'd like to talk to you about this. Yeah.
Sits me down, let me just smoke up some more Nikes real quick. Some more of your school clothes. Yeah, it was...
You walked in on him, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, it was gnarly.
And did you guys actually have a talk about it or no?
Kinda. I didn't want to get into it like hard. I don't know. What am I going to say? What knowledge am I going to throw out? Like, hey, you shouldn't be doing that. I, you know.
P.S. Let's address the fact you're living in a hotel.
Yeah.
let me borrow your leather Notre Dame jacket. He got me a leather Notre Dame jacket when I was in like sixth grade and then asked for it back when I was in eighth grade.
No, he didn't.
He did. Because I never, it was like a big ass.
Loaned. Like, he didn't get your shit. He loaned it to you.
Picture like a sixth grader in like one of them big ass like gangster leather coats.
By the time eighth grade hits, it's going to fit you tight. Yeah, and then your dad's like, give me this shit back.
He saw me a handful of times over those 2 years. Saw me like five or six times in eighth grade. He goes, I noticed you've been wearing that Notre Dame coat around, bud. I was like, yeah, well.
Not winter, Dad.
He goes, what do you think?
It's a coat.
Can I get that back? I'm like, you can.
Can I get that back?
And what did he, do you know what he did with it?
He wore it.
Oh, he didn't sell it?
No, he sessioned it. He wore it quite a bit.
And sessioned
then,
it.
And then I got it. I got it in the will. I got it.
Come on.
Shut it's at the crib.
You got it back?
Yeah, it's at the crib.
Oh,
right
that's
now.
Actually a really fucking sweet story when it really comes around. Yeah. That's actually nice.
Yeah.
Honestly, I would have buried him in it. I'm just saying.
what if that was
not saying
his
I'm a nicer guy, man. Not saying if I'm a nicer guy. I'm just saying.
Wrap his urn up in that
Sean
leather jacket.
Bury me in that jacket.
like he played there.
Yeah.
Bury me with that jacket on the football.
If you asked my dad, he did play there. My dad, when I used to go to his house and we'd sit there and he would have on, he had this Larry Bird VHS. And he would, man. Every time I got over there, it was like the first time he had ever dropped it on me. He'd be like, sit down, bud. And he'd go like make himself a drink. He goes, we're about to watch this Larry Bird DVD. Or this
you ever
Larry
hear Larry Bird?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, on. He retired.
Cover to cover, too. And I never minded because it was dope watching it the whole
Larry
time.
Bird's Larry Bird's a shit.
I'll watch Larry Bird highlights again.
I'm saying. You know, Michael Jordan's often called the Black Larry Bird. A lot of people don't know that.
No,
I've never heard that. Yeah, I've never heard that one.
He's the black Larry Bird.
He's like, Larry, man.
People get furious. Like, if you say it like you're serious, they're just like, no, what the fuck do you
say
think you're talking
to Chicago. About? He should just go into Chicago and just start saying that in bars and small talk. But, you know, Michael Jordan's fucking Black Larry Bird. They'd be like, you'd be killed.
Sky Pittman's the black Kevin McHale, man. A lot of people don't know that.
Yeah. Okay, Mick. Well, Kevin Mickey, yeah.
Oh, shit.
My dad came to... I feel like I'm talking about my dad too much.
No, man. We love
what are you
shit.
Talking about?
I love it. I've never had one.
Tell us about you.
That's why I bring it up. That's why I bring it up.
I only had one for 16 years, so fill us in.
When I was about 6 months, he dipped out, and then he came back. This is a different story, but he came back when I was like 12. And,
whoa, 12-year gap?
Yeah, he was gone for a minute. Like,
come back like, hey, hi, players! Got a Notre Dame jacket here, who's in?
I just take my shitty, like, I made a Notre Dame jacket out of a cardboard box, and I was like, fuck this. Yep. Dad came back, he just comes through, comes out of a rainstorm holding a leather jacket, like, I got you, son.
Whoa, what
took me 12 years to get it, but I got it.
Listen, all the shit I got you, it's too small for you. I planned on seeing you 6 years ago, but turned into 12.
He came back when I was about 12, and then we went on a road trip.
Hold on a second. Can we just address this for a second?
Road tripping.
Yeah. He just got... Wait a minute. So what happened? Why was he gone? Where did he go? Unless you don't want to talk about...
No, it's fine. So I was born, and then he left, like, promptly after.
You caused the parents to... Were your parents ever together?
Your birth did.
I ruined it.
Yeah, you ruined the divorce.
Yeah. I mean, I've never truly got over that.
Did you have any other brothers or sisters at that point? Or were you... Was that their first child?
No, man, that's a... So, I...
That touched...
I'm wondering... I can't imagine that Kelly Jordan's ever going to spin this, so... I ended up, years later down the road, when I was like 18, my dad was on the couch, like just on the couch. That was where he kicked it most of the time, on his couch. Mm-hmm. And he always tell me, growing up, he's like, I got to tell you something when you're old enough to hear it. And then...
Right after I tell you about this mess.
No, I just found out about that. He didn't tell me. That was getting busted.
Streets, you learn that on the streets.
He got hollow pen in the cookie jar right there, busted the shit out of him.
Yeah.
No, so when I was 18, finally, he goes, all right, I got to tell you this. He goes, you have two brothers that you never knew about. And then I was like, I didn't know quite how to handle that. So I flipped out and I went, I told my girlfriend, like I was 18, you know.
Yeah,
and then
who would you tell?
He died when I was 24. And then my mom called about a week later after that. And I could just tell, I was at the comedy club. It was when I started doing stand-up. I was at the club and she called and she goes, hey, I got to tell you something. And I go, yeah, I got a couple brothers. I've known for like 6 years. And she goes, oh, what the fuck? And I was like, yeah, dad told me like. A while ago.
Your mom didn't even know?
She knew.
She knows.
He already knows, God damn
where
it.
Was I'm at the comedy club, man. I got two brothers.
Yeah, she was bummed on it.
Oh.
Have you met them?
I met one of them, yeah. The other one, I don't know.
Were they love children, or were they before your mom? Like
Crimes of Passion?
Yeah, were they?
Crimes of Passion. I don't know if that's a crime.
Were they two crimes of passion with the same lady or multiple ladies?
No, these are my mom's kids. So my dad, my dad had zero business telling me because they weren't his kids. So he didn't have he just told me because he felt like he had this strong feeling that I should know about that, which was probably okay, but also it was probably mom's business.
Can we get back to where this dude bounced at 6 months and then showed up at 12 like fucking it's no, like he's a magician?
You guys are acting like this is the first dad you've heard about doing this. No dads? Dads don't leave every now and
put
now?
This way. If my dad...
His dad left.
If my dad was in and out, and then was gone, but
same van pool. They were in the same van pool, but... Different schedule.
If my dad had showed up and then been like, "What's up, playa?" I'm pretty sure the whole family would be like, "What the fuck are you doing here?"
They hated him. But I don't know. It's a weird family. The whole thing's weird. So he shows back up. I think he lived in California for a while. He showed up and then sort of like tried to get custody. Well, did try to get custody of me and then took me on a road trip and got a DUI.
You sure you weren't kidnapped? I mean,
got a DUI on the road trip.
He got a D-double while the first time he gets me back, he's like, I'm popping a cork. I got my kid back.
I'm going to fucking
Let's
show
them. Let's celebrate.
It was, I could not, and I was too young to really get it. And I look at that now, I'm just like, what in the world were you thinking? Like, interstate drunk. So he'd probably been sipping for hours.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Tell us. Pack of tall boys.
Pulled over. Did he show up at the house and be like, son, I'm taking you on a road trip? And your mom's like, I think you should go.
We were on a trip with, so I met him in like Rapid City, I think, because we were going to go to, Sheridan, Wyoming to see my uncle Bill, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It was for my uncle Bill's wedding. And so we're on the way. My dad gets a D-double like right outside of town. We're almost there. So he's probably cracking that last beer like, all right, almost made it. And then I didn't really know what was going on. I remember going to the jail and my uncle was on the phone with the judge.
Wait, you're sitting in the car. They obviously take your dad out of the car and they cuff him and put him in their car?
His wife drove it. And yeah, so my dad had to go with them. And I didn't
Who drove you to the jail?
I was with Nancy.
Oh, gotcha. With his wife. Okay.
And you hadn't seen your dad in a long time.
No, he'd been around for a few months at this point. Okay. And we got to the jail, and my uncle knew the judge. They'd all grown up together because they lived in Sheridan for a while. And so he was talking on the judge like, God damn it, Terry, like on a first name. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
Terry.
Let Pat out. And then he wouldn't.
Small town.
My uncle slams the phone down, and he goes, prick. And so to this day, if someone calls me a prick, that's like my word where I'm like, no, that's the worst thing because that's what my uncle called the dude that wouldn't let my dad out of jail.
Yeah.
Jesus, dude.
And Jesus.
And then you went to the wedding?
Yeah.
Wedding was great.
I was best man.
Ring bearer. They tied a ring to my head.
No, you weren't the ring bearer.
I crawled out. No, I don't know what I did at the wedding.
Can you imagine?
I was probably crying the whole time. I don't know what I did at the wedding. I can't remember.
God, what a trip.
Yeah, it was gnarly. He came to...
I love that earlier he said, he goes, oh, all these stories are going to make my dad sound bad.
It
guy bounces 6 months, comes back with a DUI.
He came back.
He meant well. I don't know.
What did
he
do for work?
He used to, at one point, he was like a big insurance, like just a salesman type dude.
Mm-hmm.
And he did collections, like retention, phone jobs and shit. He used to paint curbs. This is his. So he would go to small towns and he would paint your address on your curb without telling you. And then he would come around.
They do that in my neighborhood.
And ask for, he'd go, we're whatever donation. He'd be like, we're collecting a suggested $10 donation. Everybody gave up donations. So he'd just make bank on that. And then one time he brought me into the fold and I made like $300. I was like 14. And
damn.
I show up back and my mom's like, what was he doing? I was like, we're out painting curves. And she just lost it. She's like, it's not how you make money. You don't go paint curves and hustle people.
Like, you're like, Dad, we did this block 2 weeks ago. Don't worry about it.
Dad did all right. Dad made like a G today. I don't know what you did.
I mean, I don't know. I don't think that's that bad.
He got kicked out of all these
towns.
It's
not that bad.
Is that terrible?
I don't know.
I think it's super helpful when the fucking address is painted down there on the curb.
They just did it in my neighborhood. You know what they did? I live in a duplex and they painted over my number with my number and their number with my number.
Oh, they're both there.
Now you got a house.
Wait till they come around.
Exactly. You guys have to move out. You didn't see the curb.
Come in my right door when you come over to my whole house. Don't even worry about it.
But the guy came up to the door and he goes, hey, man, we just painted the curb. And I go, oh, cool. Thanks, man. He goes, so we're taking some money. I'm like, nah, I'm good, man. And he's like, all right. And they just move on.
It takes literally they knock it out in
oh,
under
they just
a minute.
Did that hustle yeah. in your house in your neighborhood. Yeah.
Where have you been the last minute?
I've
and
been
half?
Listening to the whole story. I just assumed it was a real company that came through and did it in your
no,
neighborhood.
No, it's Terry Jordan, man.
It's Tad Jordan. I don't know who Terry was. Oh, Terry was a dude, the judge that I made up. I don't know.
No, I just made it up. So
Terry Jordan? TJ?
Well, TJ, man.
That old
so-and-so?
He's a good shit. That was my dad always used to say it. He's a good shit. That was like his go-to. I like that guy. He's a good shit, bud.
Man.
That 12 is years old. How'd he pass finally?
He drinking. Just drank.
Drinking.
Too much. He tried. So
hard living that fucking
yeah,
Ted Jordan, huh?
He smoked it to the filter, dude.
He sure did. Jesus.
Hard in the paint, Pat Jordan. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, he was funny. He was like the funniest dude I ever knew. Yeah. So that says something.
Do you think that inspired you to do comedy?
I don't know what inspired me to do comedy. I had a good life. Aside from everything that you just heard, none of that was really on the surface of my life. Like, all that was kind of... I just wanted to start doing stand-up. It seems fun. I didn't have a bad upbringing. My mom was a saint, is a saint. Like, I had a great...
I mean, you seem super adjusted from it all. You seem like you get it. You know, that was what life was.
The guy just told us about doing meth. You're like, you seem pretty good, man. You seem adjusted.
He hit one time, he hit meth and figured out he went... You can't judge him for that.
And I did not enjoy it. It wasn't... I don't see how anybody would ever get addicted to it. Like, yep, this is what I do from here on out. I'm just up all the time. Sleeping's dank, man. I like sleeping.
Sleeping's my jam, dude.
But I always say, like, you don't know that, you know, what different is until you really get to that age where you start spending the night at friends' houses and going play. And you're like, oh, shit's run different over here at this house. You know what I mean? That's when you're like, oh, the shit that's going on at my house isn't necessarily normal. But by then you're so used to that's your normal, that I think if you're a strong enough individual, you do adjust to it and you just, you know, that's what it was.
Yeah, I mean, I remember when I found out my dad smoked weed, I thought it was just like a crippling. We were at a family reunion. I was 14, and he told me to go get a pop can. He was like laying on the bed, and he was in the hotel, and he goes, hey, bud, go get a soda out of the soda machine. I come back, and he goes, dump it out. And I was like, all right, I don't know what he was talking about. So I just dumped it out, and I hand it to him, and he goes, that's how you smoke weed out of a pop can if you ever need to do that. And I'm like, that's how he told me he smoked weed. He just started doing it in the hotel room.
I gotta say this, it's a practical fucking tip. I ain't gonna lie,
it's a good tip. Western Mall parking lot, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, smoked a quarter outside of the movie theater.
It's a good tip, man. Done a number of times.
In a pinch, it works.
And if you're trying to eat right, do it with an apple.
Yeah, apple. Though I've said this before, the weirdest thing we've ever smoked weed out of, it was disturbing. And I took one hit of it, and I smoked weed, and I was like, I can't do this anymore. But it was, we were rummaging around my grandmother's house. She passed, and like me and all my cousins are in there, and we had some weed, and we're rummaging around the fucking basement. We found one of my cousin's old Cabbage Patch dolls, and it was a preemie.
Smell some cabbage out the Cabbage Patch doll?
It had a little tuft of hair right here, and it came with a pacifier. And all we had to do was like shove a screwdriver and pop that hole open. And we put the weed in the mouth, and we used the tuft of hair we pulled out was automatic hole. It worked like a fucking charm, but I was like, we're smoking out of it. It's like a baby's head here, you know, and I can only handle one hit of that shit for that purpose. And then I watched my brother and another friend. We were probably fucking 22.
Sounds like psychopath shit. I'm just picturing what this looks like.
It was a doll.
So gnarly.
That thing must have melted. It didn't melt?
It didn't melt. We held it away and heated it. It handled it. Cabbage Patch Kid, man. Jesus. And then I watched my brother and a friend do it out of a fucking, this isn't a 12-gauge shotgun. I was like, fuck that. Like, actually put your mouth on the end of a shotgun. I was like, you guys are crazy. They're like, what do you think they did in Vietnam? I'm like, we're not in Vietnam,
dude.
I've seen Platoon. I know how Elias did it. Like, yeah, you ain't exactly. Elias, fool.
And they're like, give me that gun. There's a pheasant.
Is it a Sioux Falls pheasant or a Sioux Falls canary? Which one are we shooting?
I don't know. It's pre-canaries.
The first time I ever smoked weed was we were walking around the hood, and it was a neighborhood Burger King. Like, so we decided on the bathroom inside Burger King would be the safest place to go smoke weed.
Y'all like the bathroom,
weed.
Man. Bathroom and drugs, man.
That's the worst idea in
the
world.
Point everybody likes to
do it. We had the whole city to walk around.
How many of you?
Two of us. Me and my friend CJ. All twigs. I don't even think there was any real weed in there.
Yeah.
All twigs. In a bag. Like, if I saw that now, I'd be like, get the fuck out of town with that. Like, who
gave you twigs?
Who did
seeds.
You think? Yeah. I know I'm not splitting the atom. I'm not the first person that was the first thing I smoked, but I'm just like, Jesus. I look back like, dude.
It's crackling out loud, man.
It's all popping. Look at them seeds.
They're long in there.
Look at all them seeds.
The ember just shot.
You know, it's dank when those seeds are popping like that. And there's a grip of them, too.
Oh, my God.
I got a... When I was in like eighth grade, I had this kid's brother bring a bunch of weed. I bought a bunch of weed to school. Mm-hmm. I had him bring it so I could buy it.
Eighth grade?
Yeah.
Damn.
And it, you know what I mean? It was not, I don't think it was good weed. But anyway, so I had just a ton of weed and I had it in my sock. And I was getting that, for some reason that day, everyone's like, drug dog this, drug dog that. Like, they weren't coming. Eighth graders don't know shit about when the drug dogs are coming to school. We all thought we did. Like, yo, I heard drug dogs are going to be here next week.
Drug dogs.
And so I went to the office and I was like, I got to go home. I'm sick. And she
I'm
said
dying.
Something.
I almost said I'm dying.
She wanted me to go chill. And I was like, I got like mad diarrhea. I need to go. And she, right away, she's like, all right, go get out of here. And I called. My mom came and picked me up, sat home. And I was like, dope. And then I went out to Brandon Valley, South Dakota, and then smoked all that weed with my friend CJ.
How far is that?
Like 8 miles or something.
Well, there was no Burger King nearby?
No, we had to go in the neighborhood park. Snuck out.
Brandon Valley, man.
Brandon Valley, BV. Brandon
Valley. Sounds like a nice valley, I guess.
Dude, the neighborhood was called Mystic Meadows. Watch your back, right next to Pine Lake Hills.
Wow. Mystic Meadows and Pine Lake Hill.
Yeah.
Listen, I gotta go home. I'm not feeling well. What's the matter? I got a crazy headache. No, you should just sit over there. I got diarrhea.
I got bad diarrhea.
I didn't want to say anything before, but I got diarrhea.
I got bad diarrhea. I gotta get my way out to Brandon Valley.
They got that diarrhea cure out there.
I gotta get out to Brandon Valley, man. I got
now my doctor's out in Brandon Valley.
Yeah, I got no idea what that German Shepherd's doing latching on my ankle. I don't really know what that
I'm just
dog
tapping
is.
Kids on the way out, like, use the diarrhea, man. Drug dogs are going to be here at 4.
Diarrhea, diarrhea.
Drug dogs are in the parking lot, dude. Remember when you thought you knew shit about, like, you know, when you're dropping knowledge to other eighth graders, like, you know, them drug dogs, they can smell through titanium. You're like, you don't know what a drug dog can do.
Oh, well, back then, too, you thought your life was going to end. It would crumble to the ground if you got caught with a drug dog in school. I mean, that'd be embarrassing.
My freshman year in high school was it was our school was bad for drugs. It was one of the worst in the
this
state 88? At the time. This is close to that. It's 87, 88.
No.
Yeah, 87, 88 my freshman year. I'm 41. I graduated in 91. So
87, 88, then 89 is the year. They say everywhere we roll, you could say we rolled big. Way back then. It's Warren G. Warren G right
Warren
there.
Warren G right there.
I like it.
I mean, it's a great episode. I learned what Buck was. When I was a kid, Buck was Fat Albert. Buck number one. He had the Buck championship, but whatever.
When you were a kid, what was that, 72?
No, I wasn't even born in 72. 73. When I was a freshman in high school, look at the sun coming through the window over there.
Oh, man, I got it over here, too. You got it over there,
right
too?
Now. Portland's beautiful.
That's my dad saying, what's up?
Oh, look, some smoke just went by.
Sup, Pat? You notice the sun's got a Notre Dame jacket on.
Yeah, it does.
That shit.
Look, ND in that cloud up there, man. Look at the Irish. Yeah, our school was bad. It was, they would take the dogs through the hallways and all that stuff the first year, and they had, they still had a smoking lounge back then. You could
for students?
Yeah, students and teachers
what?
Would share
Damn.
The lounge.
For like 8th grade or 18-year-olds?
Yeah, you had to be 18 or over. Or I honestly...
Checking IDs on the way in.
I honestly up, believe man? If your parents signed a permission slip like, and you were 17 but a senior, you could probably do it. I feel like that.
And I'm guessing where you grew up, that a lot of parents were like,
it was
yeah.
It was packed. It was packed.
Sold out.
Packed harder than the pack
but
of cigs.
It didn't need to be packed. It was disgusting because not only that room and that corner of the hallway, but people still went and smoked their ass off in the bathrooms.
Well, yeah, dude.
You would walk in and literally you'd walk into a cloud because someone's just coming out doing it, and it got crazy. But our freshman year, yeah, they still fucking allow kids to smoke in school. In school.
That's so Buck. I feel weird every time I say it. We smoked when I was in sixth grade. We'd smoke like right across the street from the school, like looking at teachers and shit, just looking at them like do something about it. I don't know why they didn't, but we'd like stand there and just
Sean, it's your turn to read.
Told you I can't do that.
Smoking my lucky one right now. I'll be there in a minute.
Yeah,
that's crazy. A smoker's lounge.
Yeah, smoker's lounge for children. Think about it.
Didn't newscasters just smoke doing the news and shit?
Yeah, man. Jerry Turner. Channel 13 News in Baltimore died of throat cancer.
It's a newscast.
Fuck. I don't know if he smoked on the air though.
By the way, you know
people used to smoke with their kids. Well, first of all, they used to smoke while they were pregnant, but they also used to smoke with their kids in the car and shit. Like my grandmother, my mom's mom, smoked, and she'd smoke in the wagon with us. We were like, God, it's like a dragon in here.
I've seen plenty of pregnant gals smoke a cig in Sioux Falls. Like back when you could smoke in bars, this girl, she had a beer.
In the bar, too. Yeah, there you go.
She had sold the beer, and I go, what are you drinking, a beer? And she holds it up, non-alcoholic, looking at me like I'm just out of this fucking world for asking her if she had a beer. And I was like, oh, I'm sorry. Not like you. If you need a beer that hard, just go home. Don't be hanging out at the bar. And then she took a puff off a cigarette right after that.
So fuck you. It's non-alcoholic.
She said that. She goes, when it's, you know, when you get pregnant or some shit. And I was like, that's just so stupid.
The umbilical cord isn't even grown yet. Okay.
By the way, I didn't tell you this today. One of the greatest things that ever happened to me in LA happened this morning.
Sit up.
At the coffee shop, dude rolls into the coffee shop wearing an authentic Doug Flutie jersey.
Come on.
I swear to God, dude.
Was he a Flutie?
Huh?
Did you holler at him?
Yeah. Flutie on the back. I go, dude.
But what team? What team?
Boston College.
Oh, he went with Boston
wearing
College.
Wearing the Boston
College. The original.
Not a Chargers jersey, not a Bills, not a Pats, not a Calgary Stampede or whoever he played for up there.
Mm-hmm.
I go over him. I go, dude, that shirt is tight. And he goes, oh, thanks, man. I go, where'd you get that? He goes, I had it for a while. I go, where are you from? He goes, Shrewsbury. And I go, you know Phil Zappone? He goes, yeah, man. I went to school with Mike Zappone. I'm like, let's get a pick, bro. I got to get a pick with that shirt. Anyway, just something I thought I'd share.
I will share an ex-athlete. I'll have to look him up and see who he was, though, but... Jay Larson and his lovely wife, Kate, gave Donna and I a gift card for Christmas, and we just got around to using it at a restaurant, a little Italian restaurant in Santa Monica. It's fucking awesome, by the way. Thank you again.
Don't you feel like you're back east when you're in there?
100%.
It's awesome, man.
And we were in there. We weren't in there late, but we weren't in there early. We were in there like 9:30, and everyone had silver hair. It was like 65 and up. Everyone and
they've been there 30 years. You know what I mean?
Like, they're loud. They're drinking. They're having fucking fun. And you know, Donna's pregnant, and they stick us back in this booth, and the ladies can't see her belly, and we're sitting there, and they're just so fucking loud, and they're running their mouths, and we're loving it. We're like, look at them. They got it figured out. You know, they're all having fun. Whatever they did, it's done. Huh?
Did it remind you of your aunts?
Yeah, like my grandmother's sisters and stuff. They're having a blast. Three men, three women. And the one guy at the end of the table he's got some kind of NBA championship ring or something on. I'm like, I don't know who he is. He's super deep voice. I don't know if he's an announcer or whatever. But he's trying to watch the St. Louis Cardinals game. He's trying to follow it. And he's like, God damn it, my phone just died. Who's got power? Who's got power? I got to find out what the fuck happened to the game. And Donna's cracking up. And I've got the MLB app. And I was watching the Oriole game. And it just ended. And I show her. I go, look what's happening at the St. Louis game right now. She's like, give it to him. Give it to him. I'm like, should I give it to him? And she's like, oh, he's freaking
out. That's the kind of place, too, that, I mean, you're everyone's family there when you're in there.
Everyone's walking by. And he's like, John, you know the Cardinals score. Just yelling at everybody. So I get up. And we're in the like back corner. And I get up and I go over to him and I go, here, man, this is what's going on in the Cardinals game. He's like, you follow the Cardinals too? I go, no, dude, I got the MLB app. It has every fuck. But they don't get it. You know what I mean? They're like, this guy's a Cardinal. I was like, I'm an Oriole fan. So then
I'm a Pheasant fan, man.
I'm a Canary fan, motherfucker.
Screaming softball.
So I, you know, he's like, I don't know much about the Orioles, but I know you're pretty good this year and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, well, just, you know, here, just hold. Take my phone and just watch it. This is what's going on. It's in like the bottom of the ninth, you know, and he can't figure out what's going on. So they're so fucking stoked. And he's like, this guy saved the night right here. The Cardinals win. He's all happy. He's like, this fucking guy. So he sends drinks over. And Donna can't drink her drink. So I take her wine. And the ladies are like giving her.
Like a gentleman.
Yeah, like a gentleman. And the ladies are like giving her a look. You know, they're looking at her weird and stuff. And then she gets up and they go, oh, you're pregnant. We were wondering why you weren't drinking. And I just laughed because as if you could only not be drinking if you were fucking pregnant.
Yeah, of course.
They were like, what the fuck's your problem?
Who is this bitch right here?
That wet blanket over there.
They were all dripped in, you know, fucking old lady jewelry and shit. They had it all worked out.
They weren't going to work the next day.
No, hell no. No, because it was Friday.
Even on a Tuesday.
Even on a Tuesday.
They'd some be people in don't work on Wednesday.
Yep.
Can't wait to go back to that place. We still have $35 left on that card. Don't think we didn't keep it.
Well, where else you get a
app? Get an app in there. So.
You should go in there for happy hour, dude. Their happy hour is bomb.
Food try to tap. What's it called again?
Vito's.
Oh, so good. Ocean Park, Vito's. You ever around
Santa Monica, Ocean Park? The bar in there feels like you're in someone's living room. I fucking love it.
It's 100%. You feel like you're East Coast in there, like that.
Saw a guy get taken out there.
Did you?
Shot, murder, boom, right at the bar. I'm like, this is a night. This is a old school joint right here.
Nice, classy guy. Didn't need to be here.
Gotta be there, man. You ever had a gun pulled on you?
I have seen. No, the short answer.
Okay,
but have you?
No, but no. Sometimes I just go for a crazy question just because you never know.
But you saw
I like
what?
Asking it. Well, so in I have three gun stories, and they're not that good. But when you think about Sioux Falls, South Dakota, it's like, no, you shouldn't have a gun story. I was in sixth grade, and this kid, Jeff, brought a gun to school.
What?
And just showed it. He showed me.
What kind of gun?
Like a 9, just a Glock. I mean, not just a Glock. It was like a gnarly Glock. But
yeah. And you're like, in school?
Like, you fucking soup can get a real gun next time. It was a dope gun. But he... We're in there, and he opens the bag, and we're in the gym locker room. He goes, check this shit out. I looked at his gun. I was like, I was already freaked out. And then he showed me that he had pubes. And that, I was like,
what?
He showed me like
a... That's good.
Watch yeah, this,
exactly.
Yeah, like, just like fronting right me, ice grilling me, cowarding me down. I'm just like, shit, dude, all right. And
So you're in gym class. He opens a bag, and you just look in. You're like, holy fuck, there's a gun in there. And then he sets the bag down. He's like, check this shit
yeah.
out.
Just right in a row.
And then he goes, watch this, dude. And
bang, bang.
J-ing off. Look at this, dude.
Started tugging down. I'm calling, Mr. Buyer, get in here.
From a handgun to the dick
to
hair.
A
in a fucking second. Dude. I mean, what a fucking mind blow.
I guess he didn't. Yeah,
he said like, it wasn't a good story.
Oh, that doesn't impress you? Look at this shit.
Check this shit out.
I'm over there. Just
it's loaded, but look at this.
Changing tapes in my Walkman. Like, anyway.
What was the kid? Yeah, right. What was
Holy
the kid's name?
Jeff.
Fuck. Jeff, the principal, called him. Jeff, we want to talk to him. Like, about the gun, I know. I'm sorry. They were about the pubic hair.
Yeah, what do you mean?
This kid.
God, we're talking about the pubic hair.
When we were in sixth grade, this kid, Jeff, was supplying the toughest kid in school. Most pubes and the toughest kid in school.
I mean, I'll tell you what. I got the most dick hair of anybody here. I'll fuck you up.
Dick
hair. And if I'm losing.
Oh, it's dick hair now.
Dick yeah. hair.
He pulled out his dick. It's all covered
in
hair.
And if I'm losing, I'm going to pull this gun out I got in the bag that the principal knows about. Hey, listen, no one's scared of that gun, Jeff. Oh, yeah? Look at this. Huh? Look at my dick hair.
It's braided and shit. You guys hear about the drug dogs? Jeff showed him his dick hair, and they just turned around
and ran away.
They wouldn't even sniff his locker.
The cop's like, oh, shit, that guy's got dick hair.
Oh, my God. A sixth grader's got some dick hair on him.
Hey, now. Let me see the sack. Let me see the sack.
You can't see it. It's all covered in hair.
It's all covered in dick hair.
Looks like I got a blanket on. Jeff was like the toughest kid in school, and
the evacuation.
There's hashtag dick hair on this episode.
Then this kid Josh like came to school, heard about that, so just walked up to Jeff at his locker one day and smashed his head into the locker and like popped his lip. And Jeff went running up to the office, and we're like, oh, "Well, now Josh is the toughest kid in school." Just for no reason other than to be like, well, I'm the toughest kid in school.
And they pull him to look, check this out. Ass hair, players. Ass hair.
And he had a fucking AK with a banana clip on it.
Ass hair. He spread his cheeks with it. Like, look at this back here.
Oh, man. I remember. God damn it. That fucking made me laugh so hard. I can't even see straight. Portland still looks beautiful, though. I remember in seventh grade. This kid, his name was Sean. He was a big, quiet kid. He was a big, quiet kid. He was sizable in fucking seventh grade.
Was he all yoked up or was he? Like,
no, but he was just like country strong. You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean.
You know what I mean. Yeah.
What
just
you mean?
Big.
I got a grip of those fools. Right?
Yeah. Just big. And, but quiet. And, there was a kid named Ronnie. Who always, he was just a dick. He was an instigator. He was a bully. He just kept running his mouth. And
you know who's not going to be happy to hear that? Ronnie, get out here, man. Get out here, dick face. Dick hair.
We were in science class. I'll never forget this. And Ronnie just was laying into this kid, you know, talking shit, just standing over him. He was sitting in his desk, and he's just running his mouth. And the teacher's telling him that Ronnie.
This is over Sean? Like, Ronnie's
standing over Sean,
kid.
Yeah. And just like, you're an idiot. You're dumb. You're stupid. You don't know how to read. Just saying all this shit. Whatever it was.
Anything he could think of.
Anything he can to hurt the kid.
I like those shorts.
I don't really remember what it was, but you could see the
cargo
storm.
Jeans.
Brewing in Sean, and so could the science teacher. Her, Her name was Miss Licio. I won't forget this. And she told Ronnie, "Ronnie, sit down." And he said something that crossed the line, and that kid got up. It was one and done, dude. He threw a fucking shot and just shut this kid's system down. He went straight back, and the science teacher was like, "That's what the fuck you get, man. I try to tell you." She wasn't even didn't even feel sorry for the kid, and he was out. Like, the principal had to come up and check him out, and then Sean just
no,
like
call the nurse.
Like, the principal knows what he's doing.
Exactly. He's like, the principal had to check him out.
We'll come back to the nurse.
Principal's like, yeah, he's knocked out.
We'll come back.
I'd be there, but I got a kid with diarrhea. Anyway.
I got a grip of weed in there.
I got to get to Brandon Valley, for Christ's sake.
Smoke some of that dick hair. That's what the weed was called.
And I think it bothered Sean. Like, he ran out, you know. He probably cried a little. I think the adrenaline, like, scared the fuck out of this
what
kid.
A...
But I'm telling you, he was so strong. He was when I saw that happen, I just remember being like, yeah, that's about right. That kid's fucking big. Like, yeah. You need to pick your spots. So the health nurse, back to your question, her name was Miss Farver. I'm telling you, there was nothing in that fucking middle school health. It was boxes and boxes of Tampax and bacitracin. That was it.
I don't know what bacitracin
is. It was like a salve, like a fucking A&D ointment. Like,
oh, yeah.
Shit. I mean, I don't even... It was what Neosporin is today, yeah. Is what that was back then. And it didn't matter what you went in with. It was... You weren't getting the Tampax if you were a dude, so it was like, here, just put some bacitracin on that shit. And one time we were playing street hockey on the tennis courts for gym, and the rule was you weren't allowed to bring the stick up past the waist so you don't hit somebody in the face. This kid crushed my fucking mouth. I mean, destroyed it. Bust all my teeth in.
No
my
way.
Lip. My lips.
What do you
mean
bust them in?
I was lucky enough. I just got braces, and that's what ended up. I'll tell you when I get to the dentist. But it bashed all my teeth in. Like, he crushed my teeth in, and. Blood's just pouring out of my mouth. My lips are all cut from being pushed against the braces, and they're like, "Run to the," they're like, "Run to the health nurse." And I remember walking, and blood's just dripping everywhere. And I walk in, she's like, "What happened?" And I was like, "I mean, does it really fucking matter what happened? Like, can you call some my parents or something?" So
she's like, take this Tampax.
My dad comes and gets me. Yeah, take these Kotex and just bite down on it. And I go to the dentist, and my dad's like, "Man, your mouth, it's really fucked up." And my teeth are loose. I'm like, "Oh, fuck."
Your lips are all cut up, too.
Just wrecked.
Braces.
Inside, all everywhere. It's wrecked. And I go to the dentist, and he was like, "I'm not even going to lie to you. Like, the braces saved your teeth. You're fine, but this is going to hurt." And he took his thumb behind him and just pushed him all fucking back out. Oh, I was screaming. Just out. They were they were mashed in, and he just pushed them out, and then he tightened the brace wire so they would... I was like,
"Shouldn't you
oh, my
orthodontist for this?"
God. Well, that's what I meant, ortho. He was a dentist and orthodontist, yeah.
And
you can't be both.
Yeah, why can't you?
That's like being, "Oh, I'm a heart surgeon, but I'm also a shrink."
No, it's not at all.
A dentist and an orthodontist are two completely different things.
Why can't you be both, though? You can be a doctor and a lawyer. You can be a judge and a lawyer.
I know you
can. Bam!
You don't have to go to school to be a judge. You go to school to be a lawyer.
I don't know. I don't know if that's technically true. I can't argue it.
I don't know. I don't think you do either.
I don't go to school for that
either. Huh?
I'm a baller and a player, so.
I'm a baller and a player.
You don't have to go to school for that, man.
Yeah, that's. I had brace. I had a headgear when I was a kid.
I had headgear, too.
Fucking.
My brother
dude.
Had it.
Did you wear it? Did you have to wear it out in public?
I mean, the first day I got it, I thought I was the shit in fifth grade. I'm like,
"What's up, players?"
I'm just
did
yeah.
You really?
Fifth grade, I'm like, "Look at this shit," thinking it was all bad. It's just because he's getting attention, you know. And then I was like, "Fuck this noise!"
I ain't getting the right attention.
I had headgear for I had braces for 4 years.
Hold on a second, dude. Only you. It's so fitting. I love that you were gonna fucking taunt that shit, flaunt it around. Like, look at you, man.
But you don't have this shit I got.
Dude,
you got
so
headgear?
Whack.
I don't think so.
It was whack. I hated it so
yeah,
much.
Yeah, I hated it too.
I wore it for like 2 weeks, maybe.
Killed, man.
Yeah, it sucked. It rips your... Just ripping your jaw back.
Yeah.
Like, hey, we're going to rip your jaw back slowly. Your upper jaw, too, the one that doesn't move. We're going to rip that back.
Yeah.
Like that. Because
you have bad teeth.
Because you have fucked up.
Because you're an ugly, weird-looking kid.
I didn't sleep from 6th to 8th grade. I shared a room with my brother, and he had a headgear, and the dentist told him he had to wear it to school. My brother went, "Fuck that." And... Only wore it at night, like in the house when no one was around, and all night was the until he could go. Yep, until he could go to sleep, and then it got gradually his teeth got better. So it was you could take the headgear off, but you got to keep the retainer in, and just naturally overnight he would like push it out with his tongue. And I'd get up in the middle. We had our beds like close by, and I'd get up in the middle of the night, step on that fucking retainer, I'd be fucking pissed. Man, it would kill me. Tear my feet up.
I got a permanent retainer in my lower.
Yeah, I had that forever.
Yeah, it broke. One end broke right now. It's broken right now.
Oh, you have it right now?
Right now.
I went and made him take mine out finally.
Well,
on your top or bottom?
Bottom. So it's behind my teeth. And
did you have a removable top and a cemented in bottom?
I never had a top retainer.
Okay. All right, you got nice teeth then.
All I had is the permanent one below, which I still have. And so
probably would have had one if your dad was around to pay for this dental bill.
You're probably kicking it with my dad?
Oh, maybe, but he wasn't kicking it with me. But I just went to the dentist recently, and I said, hey, can you take this thing out? You know, and she goes, oh, I can't take that out. You need to... She goes, I can't. You need
I'm
to go
a dentist.
To,
you need to go to an orthodontist.
Exactly.
We're so
and
different.
She goes, you need to go to an orthodontist. They are fucking completely different.
Back in the day, they were both, I'm telling
no,
you.
No, they weren't.
I went to him as my dentist first, and he was like, you know what? You need braces. You can come see me. I'll do that
I'm
shit
sure you
too.
Were some kind of white trash plan. Dude, like, you and I'll knock that
I
out.
I have nice teeth, and I've never had a cavity. I have a nice teeth.
He's flipping burgers the whole time.
You
like,
do have a nice teeth.
I have nice teeth.
You do have a nice teeth.
You have a nice teeth like He-Man, like just one big front.
What I'm saying is you don't go to dental school and orthodontia school at the same time. I'm saying you go to dental school, and if you want, you could roll back and do orthodontia too.
What if I'm a dentist moonlighting at school? And then boom, I'm orthodontia also.
Say a word, dude.
Yeah.
True
right?
story.
You could do also, that.
Anyway,
she just didn't want to do it or didn't know how, so she said, "Get you."
No,
because
she's a professional. Actually, I can't stand her. I'm not even going to say that. Well, basically, what she's saying is you got to go to an orthodontist. I'm not going to take that out because if you take that out, your teeth might go right back. They might shift back. I don't think they're going to.
I'm a professional dentist, but I ain't no motherfucking orthodontist.
Let me ask you this. Do you want a podiatrist cutting you open to give you hot surgery?
It's not the same thing. If there were two different types of heart doctors, then I would be comfortable if that person, he or she, worked on
what?
My heart.
Are you out of your mind?
Dentist is teeth.
Okay, and if teeth is a house and a guy can reconstruct a house or a guy can paint a house, you want the guy painting a house to reconstruct the house?
That's not what I'm saying.
You're not. I just said it.
Right.
But I'm the one saying it.
But what I'm saying, your logic is not the same as that.
On.
This is a guy that works with teeth and who could easily do braces and fucking...
No! No, it's not, Ry.
It is,
no,
too.
It's not. I'm not going to accept this.
That guy did
not accepting
it. You're so pissed. I dig it. It's so dang.
He's so angry. You, that guy, that dentist / orthodontist, fucking did me and...
He's hyphenating his...
I never heard that in my life. The dentist
I just saw his sign in my head when I said
it. The dentodontist.
His name was Dr. Gertie, DDS, dentist orthodontist, and he fucking did my teeth and braces, my brothers, both my brothers.
I'm sure he was just your orthodontist. You went for him for cleanings and shit, too?
Yeah,
regular
cleanings.
And he did your orthodonture.
I don't know about orthodonture.
That's what it's called, you fuck. He put your braces on your mouth.
Yes, he did put my braces on.
And he did all your cleaning.
Yes, 100%. Yes. Before I had braces.
Was there anybody else working there?
Yeah.
And how many people
other dentists / orthodontists? They might have just been dentists, though. He was the guy, man. He was like fucking... You know what he was? He was like the Bo Jackson of dentistry, man. He was two sports.
There you go. I'll give you that.
He pulled his hip out of the socket, ripping your braces out.
He was the Deion Sanders of his time. I don't know. I've actually been by there recently, and it's not his office anymore. I don't know if he's still alive. I guess I could Google.
It's because he's practicing orthodontia illegally.
It's a combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
Dude,
now
he's
it's still
fucking,
something
yeah,
slashed up. Exactly.
It's
two
still,
things
it's
that don't
still,
go together.
It's still a dentistry office. I probably bought him out when he retired or got shut down.
That was funny.
I'm sure people weigh in on this.
They will. They'll be, my orthodontist does all my shit. I mean, I didn't get braces until I was in the 6th or 7th grade, and he did all my fucking dental work before that. Nobody else did.
You didn't have any dental work. You had cleanings.
Right. That was the extent of my dental work. So I'm trying to tell you what you would say a dentist would do.
I'm just telling you. I just don't think this is right. Whatever. We won't
cavity
keep talking
free,
about
man.
It. Does has nothing to do with anything.
I had a good dentist.
Cavity
you know
free,
what
that's
I
genetics, dude.
I also had a good orthodontist. Same guy.
You got good teeth is what you got.
I'm locked out.
Have you been in a fight? This all started with the fight.
It did all start with a fight.
Yeah, I got my ass kicked one time.
You got what?
Got my ass kicked. I was at the one legit fight I was ever in. I was chilling, and I had on mesh Seattle Supersonics green shorts and a yellow shirt because I thought it looked dope with the outfit. Mm-hmm. And I was sitting eating like... I forget something like some beef stroganoff or something in my room, and my mom or no, my friend Ryan came over, and he comes up to my mm-hmm. room, and he goes, hey, man, we got these kids at McKenna Park that want to fight us. I was not in McKenna Park. I hadn't been in McKenna Park all day. I'm like, how the fuck?
You were just notified.
I'm just chilling.
Stroganoff
in mesh pants.
So what he did was got caught, like, he was walking through the park, and they called him some shit, you know, some stuff, and so he threw my name. I'm bringing my friend, so threw my name out there, so they're all like, fucking dope. Like, there's nine of us.
Nine?
So, yeah, there's like nine or ten. I know them all now. They're super rad.
Oh, okay,
but
good.
My friend Ryan had a corkscrew in his hand, and he goes, they want to fight us. And he's holding this thing stuck out like 4 inches or something. And I'm like, yeah, you're going to go kill him? You're going to go murder these kids?
You're going to murder
You're going to murder these kids?
I'm a wine you. Open one of these motherfuckers.
Just go open. What, are we going to go chill with them talking
Let me open this Cabernet Sauvignon!
You guys are not going to fight after up. I get this Pinot cracked. So I end up, he talks me into going down there. So we go down there, and there's like nine kids, and I'm like, the whole time, like, I had that feeling in my gut, like, terrified.
First of all, this kid must be pretty persuasive. You're eating beef stroganoff,
I'm
and
just
you gotta go
dude.
Fight nine kids.
So we get there, and so ends up the biggest kid and the littlest kid stick around. All the other kids hop behind a fence. Biggest kid squares up on me. Littlest kid squares up on my boy Ryan. Ryan takes off, starts running back to my house.
That was it.
Leaves me standing there. I'm standing there at a fight that my dinner's getting cold at my crib. You know what I mean?
He's back there eating it.
And this kid looks at me, he's like, we're fighting. And I'm like, I can't run away, you know? So I was like, all right. And then I just started, like, swinging, and I said, fuck you a bunch. I think I might have been crying a little bit. And he he tried to, like, he hit me a few times. He grabbed my ears and was trying to knee me. And then I had my hands, and I pulled my hands away, and he just cracked my eye. Oh, just gave me a gnarly uppercut.
Damn.
And then, right, I look up, and my mom, so this kid, Ryan, went to get my mom. He told on me, basically. And so she's standing on the side of the street, like,
Sean down there fighting for no reason.
Yeah. Over there popping off, talking about killing these kids with a wine cork.
Somebody's dad missing.
So, yeah, my mom, I go over to the car. I was like, you need to get the fuck out of here now. Like, go, let me go, because we're done fighting. All that's done. I'm like, now I'm going to go run damage control, because I was crying a little bit earlier, so I need to show them I'm all right. And so she dips, and then we ended up going and getting some of my friends that lived a couple blocks away to kind of like even it out, because I was pissed. I just got my ass kicked. So we just came back with like some more kids, and then they all scattered, and then that was it. And I got my ass kicked. And then I, you know how, it, like, you don't. You might know how it is when you show up with a black eye somewhere, and everyone's like, damn, dude. I got like all the love the next day at school.
Man.
It was sick.
Isn't it weird back then you wanted to broke the cast? I always wanted a cast. I didn't realize that my arm had to break or some shit to get
I wanted,
you know,
everything.
I mean? Yeah.
I have broken
crutches.
My legs.
I won
six
my,
times.
What?
Skateboarding. I've broken each leg three times, and I've had a cast for all of them.
All the way
Which
up?
Which parts of the leg?
All. The, I broke my tibia and my fibula every time. And yeah,
every time?
Every, well, not together. Oh. So one time I broke them both. One time I broke my tibia, one time my fibula, and then on my right leg it was my tibia twice and my fibula once.
Jesus, dude.
Yeah,
it's also probably the most times tibia and fibula I've ever said on this podcast.
There it is.
Right there,
records, dude.
Right in that window, man.
Yeah, it was kind of dank having a cast for a little bit, but then it gets all shit. It's better having one on your wrist. I've had them on my wrist. And then it's like you're still mobile. You
yeah,
know
you can
what
still
I mean?
Even skate with that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, still. People sign it. Put some 8 balls on there, whatever.
Yeah, you wanted to have everybody sign it and shit.
Yeah,
I always wanted that. I always wanted a black eye. I remember my face got cut up one time sledding, and I got mad attention. Second grade. I was
what were you doing? Sledding?
I mean. Sledding. Mike O'Toole, like, jumped on my face all the way down the hill and ripped my whole face open.
Jesus.
And then always wanted a black eye. Always wanted my Nana to die. Same shit, you know, just to get
I
some...
I used to have that where I'd be like, man, I wish somebody would die so I could get the attention of, so, like, that heartbroken attention.
That's it, yeah.
Man, I never had wished death on anybody.
We don't all have perfect teeth.
I didn't wish death on her. One time I tried to smother with a pillow, but that was it, dude. That was the extent of that.
Well, speaking of that's the extent of that.
The sun
that
just
is,
went down.
The sun is down.
My
we,
dad.
We there goes Mr. Jordan. We actually have to go get ready to go do the show that we already did. Since we pre-recorded this, we haven't. But thank you for being here, man. This
was
a lot of fun.
Yeah, thank you guys so much. I mean, I listen to it every week. It's just super rad.
And I know you're telling the truth.
Yeah, I love it. This is amazing. I love
it.
So thank you
great,
so
man.
Much for having
One more time with your Twitter, website. You promote your show. Tell them about the show you do up here, too.
Book a show in Portland called Funny Over Everything, and we do it at the Hollywood Theater whenever we can. And yeah,
you've had you have great headliners come up here.
Yeah, we've had we have Jared Logan on October 18th, Matt Kirshen November 29th, Baron Vaughn's coming up. I think W. Kamau Bell's going to do it. And yeah, it's just dope. I mean, I talk about it on Twitter, so just get on Twitter. And
who are you on Twitter?
Sean S. Jordan.
Sean S. Jordan
Sean
on Twitter.
Sean S. Jordan.
Follow
man.
Him. Thanks, hit him up. Hashtag dick hair.
The white Michael Jordan right
white
there.
White Michael Jordan right there.
As always, I'm Jay Larson Comedy on Twitter, jlarsoncomedy.com.
I'm Ryan Sickler on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, ryansickler.com. We'll talk to y'all next Tuesday.